Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Con Edison Westchester Scholastic Athlete of the Week, where local student athletes are recognized on a weekly basis for their excellence both in the classroom and in their respective sports, but also for their contributions to their community. And welcome to our latest winner, senior volleyball star from Hendrick Hudson High School, Marta Przybylowska. Marta, how are you today?
Good, how are you? Thank you for having me.
More than welcome, and a well-deserved award, as I see from your nomination letter. And also, your coach is with us, Coach Swartfeger. Hi, Coach.
Good morning. Nice to be back.
Yes, it's nice to talk to you again and have you back, because I know we did have a winner last year also in volleyball from Hendrick Hudson. And so to start, Marta, congratulations. You all were state champs last year.
Thank you. Yes.
That had to be quite the celebration and quite the feeling to get to the top of the mountain, huh?
Yeah, I was so unreal last year. It was just a dream come true to actually be able to win states.
So I saw in the nomination letter that Coach, in her signature, it says for her four state championships. Now, how many have you won with Coach? Was last year the first one?
Yes, last year was the first one.
Okay, so this is the attempt now in your senior year to repeat. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure because this team has been on top for so long that everybody's got, you circled on their calendars. What's it like now? What kind of pressure do you feel in the concept of wanting to repeat?
I think we all have the pressure because we won last year and everyone's sort of hoping that we win again. And I think we could get there if we all work really hard. And obviously we lost key players last year. But I think if we all pull our weight, we can be just as good and hopefully get another state championship again.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that. How many seniors graduated from the team?
Last year we had five.
Okay, so yeah. it is not a starting from scratch, obviously, but it is definitely kind of a brand new start for you then if you've had five seniors take off. So now, as of the nomination letter, which was about a week or so ago, you had started out 6-0. And pretty comfortable victories, except for looks like it was a heck of a match against Somers, where you guys had started out 0-2 and then came back to take it 3-2. And that was quite a match for you. Seems like that was your best personal results of the season.
Yeah. That whole game, I think we were all very excited to play that game because 2 years ago we played a big game against Panis. So for myself and Ryan, who were on that team, it was kind of like a repeat because we're big rivals. So I think that whole game, we were just excited to play. Maybe got a little bit nervous in the first two sets, but then got composed again and then pulled through and had a big win.
Yeah, that is a big win. And so where do y'all stand now? Like I said, it was a 6-0 from your nomination letter, but that's a week or so old. Have you played some matches since then?
I believe we're 8-0 right now. We played two matches this week. Yesterday was Panis, and then Tuesday was Sleepy Hollow.
Okay, and now I'm looking at your stats, and you can educate me a little bit when it comes to volleyball. What constitutes, and apparently you have quite a few of them, what constitutes a kill point?
A kill point is if someone sets me or any of my other hitters a ball, and then we hit it, and either the passer on the other team shanks it, or it just goes straight down. That is considered a kill.
Okay, all right, I got you. So you're very good on the court at killing.
Yeah.
And then also, I know that last year this was explained to me, but that was last year. Digs are where you what? That's where you kind of save a kill point kind of concept, right?
Basically, if the other team is trying to get a kill and you prevent them from getting one, that's considered a dig.
All right. And then one other question when it comes to stats. So it says here in the letter that you had a very good serve-receive average. Now, what exactly does that constitute?
So in serve-receive, it's not digging because you're passing up a ball. So we have a number system from 0 to 3. And it's basically just a ranking of how many options our setters have to then set that pass. So a 3 is the best because then you have all three hitters in the front row can hit. If you get a 2, it's two hitters and just goes down from there.
Okay, all right. So you're a 2+. So that's pretty solid stuff. Now you've been a 4-year starter on the team. Last year you were all state. You've also had all league honorable mention, all league, all conference, all section, and I can go on and on. This year's Henhud tournament, all tournament team, and I see that you're the captain as well. So how does it feel being the captain? You know, obviously your play on the court helps you in that regard. But when it comes to the other players looking to you for leadership, especially the younger players, is there any pressure there? How do you feel with that kind of situation?
I mean, obviously there is pressure because now I'm the upperclassman. I was the underclassman for quite a while. So just being older lets me experience how I looked up to my upperclassmen when I was in 8th grade, 9th grade, 10th grade. Like, I just want to be like they were for me, for my underclassmen. So I'm just trying to hold the tradition and be like a good captain, like all my other captains were.
Okay. And that leads me into my next question then, which I always ask is, what exactly did you learn that maybe you're imparting now from the older players when you were younger? What kind of lessons did they teach you that are working for you now with these younger players?
The biggest lesson I learned is probably that the volleyball team is a family. We're not just friends who come play together. We are a family. I'll see them in school and be so happy to see them, even though we might have our own separate friend groups at school. It's one big family and we enjoy playing with each other. We love going to team bondings together, and just always remembering we have each other is very important to us, and not having any drama, always supporting each other if someone's having a bad day. It's really important.
It is definitely important to not have that drama and to just be the family and know that you all have each other's backs, especially in a situation like, say, that one match where you were down 0-2 and you might have been feeling a little bit nervous. And look what happened because you guys were all working together as a team. Also now as a captain, have you seen some improvement in some of the younger players, say, last season and now into this season that you're particularly proud of, maybe that you might have had a hand in being a captain?
Absolutely. I mean, all of our players have improved since playing. We've had 4 girls come up last year for states, so this year is technically their first full year in varsity. It's my sister, Magda, and then we have Carmen, Lizzie, and Sophia. They all work really hard. You can tell that they want to be on the team. They've put in so much effort. And then we have our 2 sophomores who have played since they were in 8th grade, which I think is amazing. They're also both our setters, and they work really hard to make sure we get the sets that we want, even though sometimes they might have a little pressure on them because they're so young, but I don't take age into account. They've been on the team just as long. So I think all the underclassmen are really pulling their weight, and they're playing amazing and really helping our senior class also play well. So everyone's just all around playing amazing this year.
Oh, well, I mean, that's pretty obvious, too. They are pulling their weight. Everybody is because, heck, you're 8-0.
Yeah.
You know, so good for you all. And I also see, though, that it isn't just volleyball, but tennis is also up your alley. And you help out with the boys tennis team there, including being the manager of it. So where does tennis stand at the moment? I mean, I'm sure there's still one more season of tennis for you to go.
So I always grew up playing tennis. It was just a family sport. Like, I loved watching it. It was just like a fun activity. But volleyball obviously was my first choice. I love playing volleyball. But my freshman year when we had COVID with the fall 2, I was able to play tennis and I had a great connection with the coach, and he invited me to come manage the boys team so I could still get some playing time just during practices and then manage them. I help with their stats. So that's just something I enjoy doing. Like, it lets me be active when I'm not playing volleyball. It lets me have different connections, different friendships. And it's just, okay. I just enjoy doing it so much.
Okay. And now, coach, let me turn to you here. You've had Marta now as you've coached Marta now for her entire career as a, you know, volleyball player here, all 4 years as a starter. What have you seen now in her improvement, not just in her game, but also in her leadership abilities and just as Marta the person?
Yeah, that's an easy one. I've known Marta since she was in 6th grade, which kind of makes it really fun. Her volleyball IQ is second to none. And if you watched her yesterday, knowing she was a little bit under the weather, in our first set, we really didn't play that great. Kind of slow start, if you will. Came back in the first set to defeat Wolpertinus in 3 sets. And Marta's 18 kills obviously took over the game. But it's not just that she's pounding the ball. It's where she's placing the ball, makes it really difficult for the defense. So for volleyball IQ, seeing the court, being alert, wanting the ball, expecting the ball, and taking the team on her shoulders, with the help of other, of course, seniors like Ryan Calhoun. You know, they're a frickin' frack right there, those two, of course, in the front and the back row, and they're serving and leadership, of course. And then we have Ava stepping up and Cindy stepping up and Gabby playing a great libero right now. Gianna's always there for us. Great support. It's just a great bunch of gals who really care about one another. And I think as a coach, to see that makes you feel so proud of them, when in today's society, they tend to be more about me oriented. They're very selfless, and March is right up at the top leading that with her big smiles and celebration. If you ever see any pictures of Martha, her hands are always up in the air after a block or a kill because she celebrates the joy and reminds us what high school sports should be all about. You know, she was talking about the pressures of being a state champion. This year, we've moved up to Class A. We're a small Class A because they put six classifications now, and that certainly is a big challenge for us. Great schools in Class A and Section 1 volleyball just continues to improve. So we try to play better teams to make sure our postseason we're better prepared. We take everyone very seriously. We certainly don't fear anyone. I think the girls have nerves of steel led by Marta and Ryan. And they don't get flabbergasted. I'm flabbergasted that they don't crumble. Nothing bothers them. Just kind of roll with the punches and, oh, that was a bad play. Here we go again. Maybe we need a timeout. How about a substitution? And they just keep rolling. There's no panic button pushed. And that's a lot of maturity to ask of youngsters nowadays when they sometimes take the pressure upon themselves instead of saying, hey, I made a mistake. I need to move on from this. And thanks for my teammates for being there for me. So I think as coaches are moving forward in all our sports, that's what we're trying to generate is, you know, strength, everybody having a backbone, knowing that they're not perfect. Marcia certainly makes mistakes, but she keeps persevering. And how do we teach coping skills to our athletes when they're student athletes? They participate in clubs, as you'll see in Marcia's resume there. They have family obligations, religious obligations, you know, just like grownups do, but these are young kids. So with all of that, it's amazing to see the quality athletes that we have in our district, especially looking at March's resume and the rest of the seniors, for that matter, what they've accumulated. So they respect each other. They respect officials. We need more officials in all our sports. So we really try to help them out and appreciate them being there. So if you know anybody out there, please look to come and officiate anything you can learn. We have great teachers of the sport, but there is a real need right now for officials. Because we're here for the kids, and we thank you for this opportunity in Tom Edison, because this is a fabulous honor for her.
And it's a long-standing honor. So you know, Marta, you have joined a pretty prestigious crew of folks here over 73 years, I think it is, of this award being handed out. Yes, I talked to one coach and his son a couple of weeks ago, who's basically has three generations of family members that have now won the award: granddad, dad, and two brothers, current brothers. So yes, and this is well deserved, Marta. You know, coach is right. Your resume, quote unquote, here. Does speak to that. And I'm Frankenberry, and you're listening to 100.7 WHUD and Con Edison's Westchester Scholastic Athlete of the Week. I'm speaking with senior volleyball star at Hendrick Hudson High School, Marta Przybylowska. So, Marta, and we talked earlier, and you know this as well, it's not just sports that are what this award is about. It's also the academic side of things and also what you do for your community. And I see with a GPA just short of 100, I think you've got the academics pretty well in hand. But of your classwork, where do you lean? What is something you look forward to? Maybe something you might be considering further down the road when you get to the college years?
I mean, I'm definitely considering studying mathematics, but possibly specifying in statistics. But that's still undecided. I'm still hoping that maybe some of my colleges have certain courses that I can take to really help me decide what I want to do. But math has always been in my family. I love doing it. It comes easy to me. So that's just something I hope I can pursue.
All right. Well, good luck to you there. I mean, I was always a math guy, too, early on. And then algebra came. And I said, all right, well, I'm done with math. And that's when I started thinking to myself, well, I do like to read and write a little bit, so maybe I'll stick to the English. But of all the classwork, has there been any class? And I love this question only because sometimes the answer can be surprising. Is there any class you've taken in the last year or so, or maybe something you're taking now, that has surprised you, something you didn't think that you would like as much as you have?
So for the past 2 years, so my sophomore and junior year, I took a 2-year course called AP Seminar and AP Research. And basically the first part of that class is more group work research and you just use other people's research. But then the second year I did all my own research and it's just really independent. So I got to do what I wanted to do. And even though math is kind of my subject, I decided to train dogs to smell coffee and then kind of go into like cancer research. So I tied it all together. And that whole just experience really surprised me because I didn't think I would enjoy it as much as I did. And it was just different. It was a different kind of class. It was more like independent rather than like teachers lecturing. So it was a fun class for me, fun time for me to write my own research paper and really get that experience.
And that is very cool too. I mean, I always loved, that was always one of my favorite aspects of college, was doing research for whatever papers I was working on. But also, like you said, that independent nature of it is just wonderful. And knowing that final product is going to be all yours, you know, there's a real satisfaction to that. So, and again, like I said, I am always surprised sometimes by the answers I get to that question. So thank you very much. And I also know that you are a peer leader. You give an assist to the younger students, so kind of like you being the captain of the team. You know, the kids that are trying to get comfortable in school, which is very relevant now because the school year just started. So how does that feel, knowing that you can guide some of these freshmen, possibly sophomores, into the school year and get them comfortable with where they're at?
I mean, when I was a freshman, I had COVID, so I had a little different experience. But just the transition from middle school to high school is very different. It's something most people don't really expect. People really change. And definitely get lost in the halls. So, I mean, I like helping freshmen out with that. But it's just like, they always know that they have an upperclassman they can come to if they have problems, even though I don't play sports with them. Like, they'll come up to me and just tell me they have problems, or maybe they need help with like tutoring in a certain subject. I'm just always there. I'm always willing to help. And so are other people in the program too.
And that's great. And that is a real comfort, especially for that young kid that might be kind of scared to death about what's going on, just to know they have somebody they can turn to. So good for you there. I also noticed that you tutor some math, also substituted your regular phys ed class to be a mentor to children with disabilities in their own phys ed class. That had to be kind of rewarding, huh?
Yeah, so basically our school has unified sports for basketball and bowling, and we have the disabled kids. They get an opportunity to play sports at a regular high school level. Some schools don't have it. I really enjoy doing it. I'm a mentor to them. I just enjoy seeing them smile in the hallways when they see me. And then I was given the opportunity this year to have phys ed with them too, just to keep building that connection. So I decided to take it, substitute my regular phys ed class, and just, I work with them either on the track. Sometimes we go down to the tennis courts, and it's just so rewarding because they love seeing me. They love being friends with people. Like, I don't treat them any differently. They're regular high school kids. They should get the regular experience. And it just makes me smile every day when I see them.
Well, that would make me smile as well. And you're right. They should get the regular high school experience. That's what they deserve because they're working hard. And I see a couple of awards here. I see the Clarkson University Award for recognition of outstanding leadership qualities and academic promise. And also the University of Rochester Award, Frederick Douglass and Susan B. Anthony Award. So very nicely done on you being adding all these awards to your mantle, huh?
Yeah. I mean, I just really care about academics. So just always making sure I get my work done and just making sure I study for my tests is really important to me. I think academics are probably key in high school. Like, you need to start doing them and just really put in the effort to get great results.
And before we close up here with you there, Marta, obviously you've got a heck of a lot going on. So what is it that you do when you say to yourself, all right, I've got a few minutes. I've got a little bit of time. I'm going to take a little bit of a breather. I'm going to take a break. Do you have any hobbies? Do you have any interests to just let you wind down a little bit?
I mean, honestly, sometimes I'll just go for a run. I'm a great runner for someone who doesn't play a typical running sport, as some would say. Or I'll just sit down, listen to music, and just maybe, sometimes I've managed the volleyball Instagram account with Ryan. So sometimes when I'm bored and we have to like post a game or something, I'll just sit and relax and just take my time and do that. But besides that, it's maybe just running.
All right. Hey, running can clear the mind. I was never a big running guy, but I always did realize that it was nice. Actually, I kind of like riding my bike in the same regard, you know, just for that little bit of solitude. It's all me. It's all my own thoughts. And I could get some exercise while I'm at it, too, which I should probably, you know, pick back up, actually, tell you the truth, being old and stuff. So, Coach, some final thoughts here. Anything else to add for Marta before we finish up?
Yeah, I'd like to keep her another year, but that's not quite possible. No, we're really, really proud and honored to have Marta on our team. I'm humbled to be able to coach Marta and her teammates. As always, you know, it's a great experience to be surrounded by such lovely, positive young women, strong young women, and hopefully that they feel the same, that I'm a strong, maybe not so young coach, but, you know, we're all in this together. We all have each other's backs. It's all about the girl power. And when you have leaders like Martha, she just makes my job a lot easier, for sure. And well, the community is very proud of her, and I hope that she recognizes this, for sure.
Well, you know,
thank you.
Con Edison and this award certainly has, and, you know, for the two of you, good luck moving forward. Obviously, you're taking a step up when it comes to this, you know, the league that you're in, and you started out 8-0, so I think you're doing pretty well, so keep it going.
We're trying, that's for sure. Thank you.
All right. For Hendrick Hudson High School's Marta Przybylowska, I'm Frankenberry, and you've been listening to the Con Edison Westchester Scholastic Athlete of the Week. And we'll be back same time next week right here on 100.7 WHUD.